Okay, guys, you're brand new to tequila, and I want to give you four tequilas that you definitely should not start with. One, Clase Azul. Why? Because Clase Azul is sweet. It's vanilla-heavy profile from additives and oak can give newcomers the wrong idea of what real tequila tastes like. It's expensive, it's flashy, and it's not representative of a traditional tequila. Try it later. So first you can understand what tequila is supposed to taste like, and you can also understand how mass marketed luxury tequila differ from traditional ones. Number two, Fortaleza Winter Blend. And I know you're looking at me like, what? But look, these are limited bottles. They're beloved by aficionados, but they're hard to find and they're expensive. And a new drinker of tequila might not fully appreciate the nuance, the terroir-driven differences, and they might be paying a high secondary market price without the palate to match. Build up to these, although this is one of my favorites. Another one, Tears of Iorna. I know, I'm bringing out the good stuff. This is a beautifully crafted aged tequila, but it's complex and it's subtle. This is more for sipping slowly and appreciating production methods and barrel influences and minerality. And again, it's another one that's not cheap. It's expensive, and a beginner may not catch up on all of the layers and miss out what makes this tequila so great. And now I'm going to say one that fits into my favorite types of tequila. Still strengths and high proofs, like Santo Fino 110, or maybe Ocho Puntas, or even Lalo High Proof. Why wait on these? Because these are bold, with intense expressions meant for those who already appreciate tequila's core flavors. To a beginner, this might come off harsh, overpowering, maybe even a little hot. It's better for you to start with some standard 40-proof ABV Blancos before stepping into the deep end with something like this. And what are some good tequilas to start off with? I say start sipping some additive-free tequilas like Tapatio or Lalo or Siempre. And I also say it's probably best to start with some Blancos so you can learn what the flavor of tequila is supposed to taste like. Look for those additive-free guys just so you don't get caught up in what that mass-marketed tequila tastes like and learn the real expression of tequila. And there's a lot of great tequilas to start with. I'll be doing a video coming up talking about different great tequilas to start with. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions, comments, or if you've had any of these tequilas and you want to comment on them, just leave it down there in the comments. Thanks.